Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
As we continue through 55 minutes commercial-free Jeff Buchanan Show, now, for no apparent reason, Oprah and Gail King attempt to define common slang terms.
Lit means it's lit. It's really lit great. It's great. Really it's fun. Fantastic. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
They were throwing all sorts of all shade sorts when of she shade walked in the room.
She walked
talking about
room.
Her shoes.
Talking about her shoes.
My favorite snack is barbecue potato chips.
And mine is popcorn with truffles.
Nope.
Secure the bag.
I
I'm
think
out.
That means get the money. Get the
okay.
money.
Okay.
Okay. That's Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. They're best of friends. They didn't get the whole snack thing. No. Went straight to food. For no apparent reason, ladies and gentlemen, that's been Oprah and Gail King attempting to define slang terms on the Jeff Buchanan Show. All right, we need somebody. We need somebody who has some sort of experience with speed dating. What in God's name possessed you to try this?
Because I enjoy the face-to-face contact communication. I don't want to have to do stuff through Bumble and Tinder where you're fake and you know, you really want to go under the sheet.
Do you feel like you're honest on those apps, though?
I feel I am. What I feel might not be 100% honest are my photos and the angles I choose to show.
And those and the other people. So no, that's why she wants to do the face to face.
Makes sense.
That's why you're willing to take it pre technology. Truth.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you just fill out a personal in the Las Vegas Weekly? I mean, you're gonna go old school.
Don't be mean.
I'm just joking.
I could get me a sugar daddy that way though.
That's right.
Well, yes. You could do it this way as well. What okay, so when is this happening?
This is happening Thursday evening.
I don't mind giving it a free plug. Where and when?
Well, I don't want to say where because I don't need an audience.
Ah, that is true.
Yeah, because I'm showing up at that bad boy.
That's what I was trying to get out of her. Foiled again.
Not going to do it. But it's a pre-dating speed dating.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Yeah, I've never done this before.
Pre-dating, speed dating.
Takes all the pressure off that not a real date might come of it.
So, so youngsters, those of you, Kayla, do you know what speed dating is?
Yeah, I do. I just never got a chance to do it because it like kind of, it was the 90s and I was like 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know what speed dating
is. So the bit is you get, you know, you have to have, you hope to have a reasonable amount of people, you know, like eight or 10 of each
right.
size and shape. Well, it's funny because now I feel like a bad person for saying that you would hope to have 8 or 10 of the same or of each gender. But I realize that that's offensive to some people.
Yeah, it's not.
But this has generally been, I think, you almost have to differentiate. So this is heterosexual speed dating.
Yes. And
you
it's
have to
groups,
differentiate.
It's yeah. groups of 30s, people in their 30s and their 40s. It was very specific.
Okay, so
you're
going
to have 7 people there.
Well, no, they planned it out perfectly because I have other friends that wanted to go who were signed up, but they got put on a wait list. So I think they were waiting. They want to make sure it's
really?
The right ratio.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good.
So I'm going with 3 friends,
uh-huh.
And then 3 others. Even though they got wait listed, they're still going to go at like 7:30 and then kind of pick up the leftovers.
They told them they couldn't go. They told them they couldn't go because of their weight. That's terrible. Oh, wait, that's not what you meant. I'm just saying, no, that's 2019 outrage. That's all. I was just doing that.
I think I found the event, and yeah, it says sold out in the title. I think I found it, actually.
Kayla stalked.
Because I know where it's at, so I quickly looked, and I'm like, it's sold out, so good for you.
And please don't share.
Okay, so everybody sits down. Well, yeah, search speed dating Las Vegas.
On Groupon.
You can't hold their hand through that process.
On Groupon.
It's, of course it's on Groupon.
Come on, I'm already nervous. It was not on Groupon.
It was on Groupon. So by the way, you know the person that you're going to sit across from you.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know the person that's going to sit across from you is cheap. Just so you're aware.
Was it really on Groupon?
No, it was not on Groupon.
So the bit is that generally it's the female will sit, you know, in their one spot, and then somebody comes and sits down in front of them, and they get 2 minutes to have a conversation. And then when the time is up, the person that was sitting in front of you gets up, goes to the next person, and they talk again for 2 minutes or whatever it is. Did they tell you how long you were going to be doing?
I believe it's 6 minutes.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's a long
conversation. You're gonna have to entertain
Oh, my God.
Someone.
You're going to be pregnant.
But, all I know about speed dating is from movies, and they make it seem like 2 minutes is just not enough time in all of these movies that I've watched it in. So that makes sense. You need a little bit more time to, what are your flaws?
No, but that's why it's called speed dating.
What are your flaws?
No, I'm jumping right in.
I love that.
Tell me the bad stuff.
Kayla goes right away. What are your flaws? Don't worry. I've already prejudged you.
This way you know if you can get past it. Tell me all the bad stuff. Okay, I can get past that.
Who's
that's fine.
Do that? You suck at speed dating.
That's why I don't need to
Wait a minute.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Should we do some sort of abbreviated version of speed dating?
Yes.
Yes, I think we should.
I think so.
But how is this going to work? I'm trying to think. Do we speed date? Should we all speed date a little... Should the three of us speed date Little Jess?
I like that. Okay.
Should we tag team speed date Little Jess? This is getting more interesting to me.
I think so. To prep her anyway for tonight. These are the questions you might be asked.
Yeah, do you have your questions written out?
I only have one question, and I don't know if it's too forward, but I've only come up with one.
Don't say a word.
Okay.
Don't say another word. No, but this is the thing. Obviously, this one question is very important to you.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
And is it possible that this is the only thing you truly care about?
It must be because it's the only one I've come up with.
Write down the different things that you care about.
Okay.
And so why don't we take a 3-minute swing at, but we'll rapid fires. So you're going to take on three at once, Little Jess.
I'm the right woman for the job.
Take it easy. Good Lord.
You're going to do really well at speed dating.
No, honestly, you're going to be very popular.
Goodness gracious.
What are we going to do with the other 2.5 minutes?
Not kids.
Yeah, clean it up. We're entering the... Oh, this is what I need. Our buddy Andy just texted me. I was a speed date organizer once upon a time.
Ooh.
We need to talk to her.
I like
it. Okay. So tips and tricks, and then we will rapid fire speed date. Or actually, you will rapid fire speed date us.
Okay.
But I do want Kayla to ask questions because, as usual, I think Kayla's got this thing completely backwards.
I do? Okay.
Yes, because if you're going to sit down in front of somebody that you've only got 3 minutes with or 6 minutes or however long it is and lead off with, hey, before we go any further, let me get a drink.
That's a drink.
Tell me about your flaws.
But that's easy to respond to. You just go, well, some people say I have too big of a heart.
Yeah.
I'm too
exactly.
I love too hard.
I love too hard.
Gosh. I put myself out there.
Next.
It's like asking your biggest weakness at a job interview.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your biggest weakness?
I work too hard. I spend too much time at the office.
I choose really crappy jobs with people who ask stupid questions in interviews. You're hired. We need someone with a backbone like you. All right, so we'll, why don't we put this all together and we'll do it next. Hang on.
Wake me up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Little Jess is looking for romance. She's going to go speed dating on Thursday.
Thursday, yep.
Thursday. Oh, did you get a hold of our buddy Andy?
Sure did.
Oh, love that. Andy, what does she need to know?
So just be yourself, honestly. Be your best self.
Oh, God. So.
I know. Such no, I'm serious.
Such an answer.
Are you serious? You have to be yourself. That's it?
I have fun with it. Don't take it too serious, though. As who knows Yeah.
You know what? There's a reason why all these answers are all these answers, because that's really how it ought to be.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. But understand, like, the other person's probably just as nervous or just as freaked out or just as unsure as you are.
Let's be honest. On a scale of 1 to 10, what are you hoping to find? Realistically, what are you hoping to find there? You're not hoping to find a 10, are you?
I have no expectations at all. What I'm hoping to do, honestly, is to follow through. That's it. I put myself out there. Can I get through it and follow through?
So no expectations. So for example, you'd really love to find a 7, but you'd be okay with a 4 and a 3.
Heck no. I'd like to find an 8 and be okay with an 8.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Hey, do you ask interview questions? Like Kayla sitting plopping down in the chair and going, "Hey, tell me about all your flaws." Tell me about why I'm going to hate you.
As the organizer, I'm just there to make sure, like, there's no, like, we do background checks and then stick people out there. And this was so long ago. It was Cupid.com who actually ran. It was like through them, and then Cupid kind of does their research, and then you get their profiles and stuff, and so yeah, I mean,
you found Cupid.com off of MySpace, is that?
speed dating with background checks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because by the way, whoever's putting this thing on a couple nights from now, if this goes sideways.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And we didn't do a background check.
Zoinks.
It was name, email, and phone number and age.
All right.
Wow.
Andy, you're the best. Have a great day.
You guys too. Bye.
Right, man.
I don't know how to do this. I really don't know. So, should we do 60 seconds?
Yeah. Is Jess is asking us, or are we asking her?
Well, it's speed dating.
Yeah. Oh, so I guess
everybody asks everybody. So maybe we'll come and sit down. I don't even know where I have a 60-second time. It's not going to be a clock. Well, you wouldn't be sitting down with the clock ticking.
No.
You'd go sit down, and there'd be a nice ambiance in the room. There'd be a bunch of tables and some music playing in the background. I don't know if it would sound like this, but, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah. Sipping your teeny.
So we go over and sit down. Hey, Jess, I see you on your name tag. Hey, how are you? Hi, I'm Chet.
Chet.
Hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, go ahead. You start. What questions do you have for us?
Have you dated anyone with children, and what was the most challenging experience?
Well, as you may have noticed, I brought my children with me.
Hi. Hi, I'm Chet Jr. You're pretty.
Yeah, do you like her, Chet Jr.? She looks like mom material, doesn't she?
Can I call you mommy?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the question?
Have you dated anyone with children, and what was the most challenging experience?
Yes, my fourth wife had children.
Oh.
And
we also called her mommy.
And dealing with the baby daddy, it's the most challenging experience.
And Jess, how do you feel about calling me daddy?
Settle down, little boy.
Does anybody have any questions?
I have questions. Why would your ex say that you guys broke up?
Ooh, why would my ex say why we broke up?
By the way, I'm not dating her.
No,
I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I'm done with you. I'm gone.
Probably too controlling.
Ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's honest. I like that.
Actually, it's not honest. It's a fake answer. Like... He would just try to put the blame on me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm answering it honestly, but.
And you're obviously trying to control this interview, so. Ring the bell. Somebody ring the bell.
All right, so, you ready for my next question?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
What would you like for dinner?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good one. I would like.
You're going
Benihana.
Okay.
Benihana.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So tomorrow night at 7:30.
Let's keep going through these questions, see how that works out.
Nope, I'm out.
I don't like Benihana anyway.
That's fine. Benihana is so expensive.
What would you cook for me on our first home date together? What would you cook for me?
I gotta
be quick.
Yeah,
6 minutes. Mashed potatoes, zucchini, and chicken. Barbecue chicken.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can't be.
Okay, sorry.
Do you consider yourself an animal lover? Do you like animals?
I do like animals.
So
yes.
The fact that I have like 45 dogs is okay.
No, that's not okay.
You're a liar. Those are all cats. We all know that they're all cats. How do you feel about support hoes? Do you find support hoes sexy?
Support hoes.
How about a house coat? How about a nice.
I have a really good question.
Wait, last question, little Jess.
All right. What keeps you rigid if I was to say we're relocating due to a great career opportunity for me?
Don't use the word rigid.
Yeah, rigid.
Not rigid.
Rigid.
You, girl. You.
Yeah, rigid.
Don't use rigid.
Wait, yeah. By the way, in what context are you using rigid right now?
Like, how do you adapt to change?
Oh, okay. Rigid.
Or how would you... Sorry, my bad.
Rigid.
No, you used it correctly. It's just... Oh. For a boy, it's just funny.
What keeps you rigid if I get another job?
If we had to relocate.
Yeah, what keeps you rigid?
Because this is Vegas, and most people who live in Vegas, you try to think of somewhere else to live, and it's just like, no, it's Vegas. I love Vegas.
Yeah.
But you
moved too fast for me.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're already talking about, am I moving with you if you get another gig?
Yeah, the top three things is I want to know, can you handle not being number one when it
you
comes to someone with a
You won't even go with me
child?
To Benny freaking Hanna? And you want me to move with you to Boise for your radio career?
Controlling and non-committal.
Controlling and non-committal.
Yeah. No, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.